Welcome back to the Jukebox. Joining me on the phone is a very special guest that we've chatted before. It's a pleasure to have him back, Ronald Royer, the director of the SPO, the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra. Ronald, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Yeah. Last time we spoke a little bit about your amazing, multifaceted career, beginning as a freelance cellist in Los Angeles, working in the motion picture, television industry in Hollywood, where you worked with all the greats, the film composers, and now you're taking all that experience and bringing it into one evening, November 3rd, at the Salvation Army Scarborough Citadel. And I'm very excited to hear about your upcoming world premiere of the Rhapsody Concerto with a special guest artist, Hungarian Máté Szücs. And here to tell us all about it and this your concerto and the concert. I can't wait to hear what you have in store with the program.
Well, thank you. I'm very excited, and our orchestra is too. Máté performed with us the first time in 2019 and was spectacular. Our audience just went wild. And at that time, he played a piece of mine that I composed for viola. And
right.
He asked me, would you write me a viola concerto? And I was incredibly honored by it. He's such an amazing player. So this is, it's taken a little longer because of the pandemic, but it's finally happening. And
nice.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Let's start with the opening of the program, Beethoven, Overture to King Stephen. That's Opus 117, 1811 work.
So it's a wonderful piece. And again, you know, Máté is a Hungarian. And
yep.
So this concert kind of, all of it is kind of has a subtle reference to Hungary. So it's interesting that this piece by Beethoven, he wrote this overture and incidental music based on a Hungarian play, Hungary's first benefactor, King Stephen.
That's right. Stephen the First of Hungary. That goes way back to, I think, the 11th century or so. Amazing. Yes.
Great piece of Beethoven. It's late Beethoven. It's at his very best. And yeah, it's really great piece. I don't know why it's not played more often, but it's an amazing overture.
Right, right. Okay, the next Hungarian connection is actually by Tchaikovsky here. I see a Mozartiana, suite number 4. Sometimes we play that one also on our show, based on the works of Mozart.
Yeah, wonderful piece. Tchaikovsky loved Mozart. This was his homage to him. But it's interesting that one of the movements, he didn't go directly to Mozart, but he used a list arrangement of Mozart. So obviously it becomes very romantic, this version.
Mm.
Really lovely.
That's the prayer, Franz Liszt's organ transcription. Oh, beautiful. Ave Verum Corpus. Nice. All right. Moving along, intermission, and then after, there's a work by Ferenc Farkas, Romanian Dances for Bihar, Viola and Chamber Orchestra. Tell us a little bit about that one.
Well, this piece, Farkas is a successful, prominent Hungarian composer, and this is a work originally for violin and piano, and Máté arranged it for viola and piano. He plays it a lot, and he's recorded it. And he was very interested. He asked myself to orchestrate it, and I actually did it with a good friend and a member of our SPO community, a composer, Bruno D'Agazio. We orchestrated. So it's going to be a premiere in this version. But it's one of those pieces I've been listening to Máté's recording, and it's an earworm. I'm going around the house singing these really tuneful, catchy tunes. So people will love the way he plays it. And then obviously being Hungarian, he really gets the flavor of the music and the style.
Right.
It's great.
All right, and then the big world premiere, your work, Rhapsody Concerto for Viola and Orchestra. A rhapsody is a very 19th century idea, very free-flowing, almost improvisatory, many moods, color, tonality, which is your expertise in many ways. With your background as a natural-born storyteller, maybe you could walk us a little bit through the movements, beginning with Serenade at Twilight.
You're correct. All the things you said about Rhapsody, absolutely correct. And I chose a Rhapsody Concerto to really showcase Máté, give him a lot of different musical ways to express himself. So we start off Serenade at Twilight, and it represents sunset. And, the sun coming down in that beautiful, kind of thoughtful time of day. And then it goes, and then we go like on the town. And it's inspired by Latin American dance music. So it's kind of, it has kind of a Brazilian feel to it. So it's almost well, we're going to go to a Brazilian steakhouse, you know, have some have a nice meal. So it, again, another way for Mate to show off and have fun. And so the concerto goes in unusual ways, but it's like I said, it's really meant to showcase all his skills.
Well, he sounds like a terrific performer. Anytime I hear the word viola, I immediately think of that video. I don't know if you've seen it. Sergiu Celibidache, the conductor, is conducting Bruckner's Seventh during a rehearsal, and they managed to grab this one-minute snapshot where he just starts screaming at the viola section, "More viola, viola, viola!" I mean, it's the, you know, what we need to bring the, make this piece really shine. It's an interesting instrument. For a long time, it wasn't even considered a solo instrument. But at the same time, Beethoven played viola in the orchestra as a young boy, and it has that lower, deeper sound, which makes it, you know, which gives it an array of color not found on the violin.
Yeah, it's true, and it's interesting that it's only in recent decades that composers have started really writing for the viola concerto.
That's right. Yeah, Primrose. And
there's some really amazing viola players out there nowadays, Mate being one of the handful of top in the world, but there's others. And so, you know, even John Williams wrote a beautiful viola concerto.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But, you know, Mate's goal was, is very often, you know, there's some great viola concertos now, but they really showcase the lyrical side of the viola, as you were so, you know, the beautiful, rich sound. But Mate says, you know, the viola could be a virtuosic instrument too, like the violin. And so that was also a goal of mine in the Rhapsody, because you always end a Rhapsody with really virtuosic, exciting music. And, you know, so for me, it's like writing for a sports car, you know, it's like, you got to let them, you know, you got to let them rip.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a just a fantastic way to end this Power Fact evening. November 3rd. Salvation Army Scarborough Citadel joined the Scarborough Philharmonic Orchestra. Ronald Royer, my guest, is conducting the event, also premiering his Rhapsody Concerto with a very special soloist, Mate Such. He is the soloist and former principal violist of the Berlin Philharmonic, coming to our neck of woods. How exciting is that? So get your tickets at spo.ca. Ronald, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with this exciting premiere and this event taking place soon.
Well, thank you. And can I just make a quick other little aside?
Sure.
Friday night, we're doing the concerto for the first time with the Scarborough Philharmonic. And then on Saturday night, we're performing it with the Peterborough Symphony. And it is actually both organizations work together with this concerto. And so if anyone is in the Peterborough area.
Excellent. All the more reason to go. All right. All the best to you, Ronald. Till our next chat. Take care.
Thank you so much, Daniel.
Bye for now.
Bye.